Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ketzad. This word Ketzad would seem to indicate that we're coming to explain in Mishnah Beis, the way the Rav says, Rabbonim Ka'amrilei, how the klal that we explain in Mishnah Aleph. There's only one little thing. In Mishnah Aleph, when we talk about Zoyrik, Mishus HaYochid, Lushus HaYochid, over Rishus HaRabim, we explain them that to explain the Machlokes, the Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonon, we're talking about Lamata Me'asor Tvachim. And the reason why you'd be chayv is only because of Klut to Kamisha Unchadami. And here the Mishnah says, the other possibility that we raise the Mishnah Aleph, and over here we'd be talking about Lamala Me'asor Tvachim, and there's a new Mechayiv Mechudeshes over here. So it wouldn't be Ketzad, and that's why the Yerushalmi goes back and forth whether this is a proper Gersa. Because this might not be the actual case. It's not an explanation of Mishnah Aleph. It's a Masha Enkein from Mishnah Aleph. Vinishvi, what's the din that's mavur over here? Shtei gzustrois zu kenegezu. A gzustro is Chazal's definition of a porch. It has mechitzos that are high asar tvachim, so it's Rishus HaYochid. So we have two Rishus HaYochids that are on opposite sides of the street. On the north side and the south side of East 10th Street. Zu keneged zu b'rishus harabim. They're overlooking the rishus harabim. Hamoishit v'azorik mizulazu. Somebody who passes over a keresh, a board. Somebody who throws over something lighter, mistama. Potter. Why is he potter? Because there's no precedent for that being a malach. And haloi, it's from rishus hayachid to rishus hayachid. Remember, it's a porch, so it's above asar tvachim. There's no clue to Kamisha Hunchadami. Yechayev only if that was the exact Maisa that was done in transportation in the Mishkan. So now look at the next case in the Mishnah. Hayushteim b'diyuta achas, not that one is on the north side of this Rishus HaRabim, one's on the south side, but the two of them are on one side of the street. There's Rishus HaRabim going between them. The main thoroughfare goes through the middle of the street. The first case in the Mishnah is two from either side. The second case is Rishus HaRabim. Yes, the street goes from east to west. But there's also part of the Rishus HaRabim between the two porches that are both on the north side of the street. They're in a line. So Memela, that is Bedoyme to the case that was in the Mishkan. The case in the Mishkan was that there were two wagons that were, again, that were front to back. And Kroshim were passed from one to the other. And that would be a case where they're not either side of the Rishus HaRabim, but they're both on one side of the Rishus HaRabim. You're passing over from one to the other. Over there, the halach is Hamoshit Chayiv, because that was the case of Kroshim. Again, it's Miyuchadik. It doesn't fit the klolim of going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Yechayiv, because that's the Hoitzah that was done in the Mishkan. Hazorik Potter, we have no precedent for that. Says the Mishnah, Shekach hois avoydis halavim. Shtei agol izu achazu b'shus harabim. Again, like we're saying, back to front. Not on either side of the Rishus HaRabim. Meshit nakroshim izu lezu. Aval lo izokim. Nobody throws a keresh. Kuvega has a discussion over here based on a Tosfos, on Daf Dalid, that if you say, lo yalfinon zorik mi moishit, the case that was over there in the Mishkan was moishit, not zorik. So you're not chayv on zorik. What about the Moshe over there, like we said, was Lamala Me'asar Tvachim, because that Golos was Asar Tvachim tall, and that's how we know that being Moshe from porch to porch, Gzustra L'Gzustra, is Chayiv. However, what about Lamata Me'asar? What happens if somebody passes something over in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim? Maybe then we say he's not Chayiv. Again, if you hold Kluta Lav Kemisha Unchadami, so maybe then if he passes it over, he doesn't throw it. He passes it over, Lamata Me'asar, maybe then he wouldn't be chayv because he wouldn't learn it out. That's a discussion of Tosfos. Kivega has a problem with the cheshbon of Tosfos, but that's the din of the Mishnah. Chulyas habor v'asela shen gvoyin asoro v'rochman arbo. Chulyas habor is by a construction site, so they dig out the tractor. Okay, they didn't do it in tractors in those days. Dug out a pit. The pit is asor tvachim deep, but it's not a full asor tvachim deep, the pit itself. It's just, let's say, it's 7 tvachim deep. And then there's the mound of dirt that the tractors leave by the side. So it really forms a wall. If you look at the wall, the dirt, the mound of dirt, and the wall that's inside the ground, below ground, you have a straight ritzifus of asar tvachim. That's a mechitza. Turns the bottom of the pit into a rishus hayochid. The chulyas habor is the mound of dirt, vehasela, Another case would be we have a high rock. You have a road, and you have a high rock, but a mamasha high rock. It's asar tvachim, and it has a big surface on top that's dal adal tvachim. So what happens is then, that is considered a rishus hayochid unto itself. Now, this needs a little bit of examination, because the top of the sela, the top of the hill, doesn't have walls. The teretz is that the walls of the rock are very steep, and because of that, the same way we say in rishus hayochid, that rishus hayochid oila ad l'rakia, chiddush, that if you have walls of a sela that are going up, we look at them as if they extend further, and even though the area on top of the sela is open, since it's disconnected from the outside world with walls below that are asar tvachim, it's considered a rishus hayochid despite the fact that it's open air. Same thing would be true, by the way, on the top of a roof. We're going to learn a lot about this in Maseches Erevin. The top of a roof of a house, also there's no mechitzis, but the mechitzis, the side of the building, ki'i kiviyachol, virtually extend upward, and that's called the rishus hayochid by virtue of the walls that go around it. Hanoitel mehen v'anoisen al gabon. Somebody's standing on the street, and he puts on top of this sela, so he's putting from rishus haram to rishus hayochid, it's chayiv. Chayiv poches mikain, if it's not dalet al dalet wide, so it's not an area, it's not a rishus hayochid, or the mechitzes of the sela less than 10 tefachim. See, either way. Now, I'm saying sela because that's the simpler case, even though it has a chiddush, that without walls that are visible, it's still called rishus hayochid. But on top of the chulias habor, normally the way you read the Mishnah, is on top of the walls of the bar. Is that part of the rishus hayochid? Because of that, Tosis changes the pshat. The way we explain the pashup pshat in Chulias HaBor is that the mound of dirt and the pit going into the ground are mitzarif to be called the mechitzas asar. But then the top of the wall would not be, the top of the wall is a thin mound of dirt. Why would that be rishus hayochid? It's not inside the pit. So the way Tosis explains it is no, the mound of dirt itself is asar tvachim. The width of dalid that you need in order to create a distinct rishus hayochid is a tziruf of the top of the mound of dirt and the chulia, and the sela of the bor going in. You mitzarif dalet tvachim, the area, the top of the mound, the top of the dirt, and the area inside the pit. That's the tziruf that we're talking about. Therefore, the top of the mound of dirt is a distinct rishus hayochid. By the way, the top of the mound of dirt, l'chor, is packed hard enough that it's something that holds onto itself. It's not just loose dirt. But if it's firm enough that it stands, so then the area on top would be considered as having mechitzes. So it's a mokum dal al dal, which has mechitzes going down. It's the same thing as a sela. So that's the reason why over here there would be a chiv. Mishnah Gimel. Hazorik arba amas bakoisel. If somebody throws a chefetz, he's standing in Rishus HaRabim, and he throws it against the wall. The Gemara says over here, we're talking about something that's not going to bounce against the wall, something that's going to stick. It's a fat, juicy fig. So it's going to stick to the wall. It's sticky. So it's going to stick to the wall. That's called that it has a hanocha, but it has a hanocha on the wall. What would be the halacha? Now we're talking over here not about hoitzom rishus hayochid l'rishus harabim, or rishus harabim to rishus hayochid. We're talking over here about mavir dalet amas b'rishus harabim, which we haven't really discussed much of. The same way there's a chiyuv mishus hayochid l'rishus harabim, l'rishus harabim l'rishus hayochid, and that we find, by the way, in the Mishkan. The chiddush is the mavir dalet amas b'rishus harabim, even though we don't find the Mishkan. Hilchso gemirilo, we learn there's a halacha l'mayishim mesina that's also included in the malacha of hoitzom. Sounds really like two different things. You're not changing the rishus, you're just going in one rishus. The Balamor explains a very famous chiddush that mavid dalet amas b'rishus harabim is also a form of hoitzah. Why? Because he brings rayis that mekoymoy shel odom is dalet amas. We'll have that in Mitzvah Hashem extensively in Erevin. The place of a person is dalet amas. Memelo, when you're standing in the middle of a rishus harabim at point X, if you carry dalet amas, point Y, in a manner of speaking, is a different place than point X. It's four amas away. It's a separate mokum. So you really carry the chevetz mi mokum la mokum. Of course, it's more of a chiddush, because it's not mamish mi mokum la mokum, but that's the gedder of the chiddush, is that that's an offshoot, a tolda, of hoitzo, mishus harabim, l'rishus hayochid, l'rishus hayochid, l'rishus harabim. That being said, so you threw this Dvei Lashmein against the wall, and it's stuck over there. It's not on the ground. Where's the Hanocha? If it's Lamala Me'asor Tvachim Shteit in the Mishnah, Kizarik Bavir, that's called didn't land on the ground, stuck against the wall, above Asor Tvachim, is the airspace, Tzemachim Ptur. However, Lamata Me'asor Tvachim, Kizarik Baret. The Rav brings a chiddush that many Rishonim hold of. Tais doesn't hold of it, but many Rishonim hold that if you throw the Dvela four Amis, Lamaisa part, the Dvela gets stuck to the wall four Amis away. Part of the Dvela is Memayit. It's now only 3.95 of the Dalar Amis because the Dvela itself takes up space. I feel lucky. The edge of the Dvela is stuck Dalar Amis away. It's called it made a landing, a Hanocha, Dalar Amis away. So you'd be chayv. So the chiddush is that a hanocha on the wall, stuck to the wall, is called a hanocha. And it's a hanocha in Rishus HaRab and Dalar Amos away, even though it's not on the ground. Somewhat of a chiddush. The sefer of the Mishnah is noch a chiddush. Hazorik ba'oretz arba amos is chayiv. A person throws along the ground, so he's chayiv. That part l'chor is klor. Zorak l'toich arba amos v'nizgalgul chutz l'arba amos. What happens if he throws something, he throws a wall, and he meant to throw three amas? No, I'll do it midrabbanan, but midraisi is certainly not chayiv. L'maisa, then it was nizgalgu chutz l'arba amas. So he's potter because he never had in mind to do a maisa malocha. He wasn't miskavin on a maisa of hoitzo mishus l'shus. Chutz l'arba amas, if he meant to throw it more than dalar amas, and he taka threw it more than dalar amas, it bounced on the floor. That's why we use an example of a ball that bounces. It bounced for a second outside of dalar amas. So there's your maisa zrika with a hanocha dalar amas away. V'nizgalgal then bounced backward l'toich arba amos, his chayiv. We're explaining the mission that taka bounced according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, you don't even need that. If it traveled in the ear Dalar Amos and then the ear current pulled it back, that's also called that it was Epis Hanocha, obviously within Asorah. We're talking about the ear space where it's a Rishus HaRabim. So within Asorah, it could be called that it went there. Aye, there's no Hanocha. The Teretz is the Hanocha is after it comes back inside the Dalar Amos. But since you threw it out of the Dalar Amos, so you chayv when it lands. It landed, you threw it Chutz Min Dalar Amos, Yechayev on that. That will be according to Shitas Rashi. Like we said, the Rav explains like the Rambam.